miss me. Well, of course you didn't. I was gone for a week. That's the perk of a belated episode. You get to hear my lovely dulcet tones twice in a month. But let's veer off that topic and start off with a little bit of personal news. I am in the midst of what is 3 months of travel craziness, which means I have nothing but travel on my mind. What to pack, places to visit, places to eat, what books to read. So I realized that I, quite like other book travelers, also often incorporate bookstores into my travel. So what bookstores I want to visit, etc. And this is all a really long-winded way to say that this episode is about all the bookstores that I have loved visiting around the world and ones I want to share with you. I hope you enjoy the list and that it inspires you to visit bookstores around the world when you're traveling. So let's get started, and let's start in the United Kingdom. Well, honestly, in London. And the first stop is a really special place to me. It's called Persephone Books, and it reprints neglected fiction and nonfiction, mostly by women writers, and mostly from like the mid-20th or the mid-19th century. Its indie bookshop means mid-20th century modern, if that's even a thing. The books are so beautiful. They're obviously, you're reading books by folks who were neglected. Maybe it's people of color, but the books are also really beautiful. They have these elegant gray jacket and they all look uniformly the same. So it's also interior goals, if that's your vibe. Plus, let's be honest, the reason I love this bookstore, their tote bag is the best tote bag I have in my possession. And I always get great compliments on it because of its size. It's really wide. It has a wide base. It has great sturdy straps and just it's phenomenal quality. Now, as an aside, if you couldn't tell, I have a thing for tote bags. I love collecting them. I love collecting them from every city I travel to. Do I need these many tote bags in my life? No. Do I own a lot of tote bags? Yes. And so let me know if you want me to start a podcast reviewing totes from around the world, because I have opinions. But let's be honest, nobody cares. It's a tote bag, man. I'll let it be. Now, the next stop on my list is still in London. It's the London Review Bookshop. Now, the London Review of Books is a British literary magazine that's published every so often that features articles and essays about books, obviously. Now, this magazine also has a bookshop in London with the cutest cafe attached to it and, like, I think some really good cakes. So my ideal day in London would have me going to the bookshop, buying a book, and then reading it over a hot chocolate and a nice cake on a really cold, dreary London day. Oh, does that make me sound like a Londoner? Because I really hope it does. I said that with an American accent, didn't I? Oh, fuck. Ignoring that, let's actually cross over the pond to the US. And the first bookstore that I want to mention in the United States is one that everyone knows and loves. It's the Strand. It's the last remaining bookstore on what was initially called Book Row, right? It was a literal row of around 50 bookstores on that street. And a lot of all the bookstores other than the Strand have gone out because of rent prices, etc. So it really feels nice to support the last bastion of book culture in New York. And they have anything and everything that you could want. And they have the cutest merch. I sense like a theme here. I like going to a bookstore and then shopping for things other than books as well. They have the cutest merch. And like my goal when I visit New York next is to get a New York tote and a beanie from the Strand, and then use that once I move to the New York area later in the summer. So yeah, that's also some personal news. I'm moving to the New York, New Jersey area in the summer. Enjoy. Let's actually see how many people listen to this podcast because, you know, you found out this news via this podcast. Anyway, transitioning back, staying on the East Coast, let's go to Politics and Prose in Washington, D.C. I lived a mere 2 blocks away from it when I was staying with friends in D.C. and their food was phenomenal. We ordered from them quite often. And they have a real community asset cultivating neighborhood program there, like, and multiple programs to help cultivate reading interest in kids and adults and just amongst other ventures as well. And so it's definitely worth a visit if you're in the area to support them by buying books or by buying food or just like hanging out there. And they have some great reading programs or like some author programs as well. And I think it's absolutely worth a visit if you're in the DC area. And now let's fly over to my hometown or my home area, San Francisco. And let's talk about a bookstore that is dedicated to cookbooks. Such a delight. Now, Omnivore Books in San Francisco is basically where I've bought most of my cookbooks from, and they have taken all my cookbook money. And it's just a store that is simply dedicated to cookbooks. And the owner is phenomenal at sourcing not just cookbooks that are current, but also rare vintage cookbooks like the original Julia Child, etc. And they regularly have author events as well. And I've been there and it's great. You like drink wine, eat some cheese, and you get to meet like some of your, you know, chef role models. And so I met Julia Tertian there. It was just such a lovely experience to talk to her and just like be in the environment that was Omnivore Books. From San Francisco, let's fly to Canada. Yeah, let's fly north to cold, dreary Canada, where I have been through multiple floors of Indigo Books. I took, and I kid you not, 68 screenshots of books that I wanted to add to my Libby list while I was at this store. And I'm glad I added them to my Libby because I'm pretty sure that at like $20 a book, I would not be very rich by the end of that trip. My cousin and I spent way too much time in there looking at books, getting recommendations, but it was great. It's a lovely bookstore. Again, there's a theme here. It's a bookstore with homeware and other little bits and baubles and tchotchkes. And so I think you could absolutely spend a few hours in that bookstore and you would enjoy it. Anybody who doesn't like reading would also be okay with accompanying you there. So side benefit. And speaking of large bookstores, I also love the Kinokuniya bookstores around the world. I've only been to the one in Sydney. And again, it's like a multi-floor experience. But I just loved hanging out. They had really great seating is what I remember. And so I would love the idea of just taking a book and, you know, reading it there like a little content little reading cat sitting in her reading chair. Is that a weird description? Or is that a cute description? You can vote, dear readers. There you go. Something for you to interact on. Now, I would also be remiss to talk about bookstores without talking about the bookstores that have helped me get into the reading spirit while I lived in Pakistan. And the first is obviously Liberty Books in Karachi. Every person who reads books in Karachi in English has been to Liberty Books and has given them their money. Did I save my allowance to go to this store in the mall? Absolutely. Did I buy my first Famous Five from there? Yes. Did the other girls go to Claire's? Yes, and that's probably why I don't know how to put on makeup, but I do, however, know how to read incredibly fast. It's where all my allowance went, well, that and a bootleg CD store so that I could watch One Tree Hill. Hint, hint, wink, wink. Now, once I went to university in Lahore, it was all about the readings, right? It's a great little bookstore that is an institution in Lahore. It was so far away from my university and I was so broke, but I still went there. I may have not bought books because I was reading books from the library, but by goddamn, did I like love spending time just walking down the aisles and just like exploring Pakistani authors in there. So that's all the bookstores that I have been to and that I have loved across the world. I'm sure I'm forgetting some, but here are some that I want to visit soon. And let's again fly to the United Kingdom, London again, very specifically. And I want to visit Daunt Books. It's a beautiful old building that was a bookstore in ye olden times and is still a bookstore. And it's apparently beautiful. The pictures look amazing. And so I want to visit this beautiful old building that befits the glory of the books that are inside it. It also apparently started as a travel bookstore. So obviously very fitting to this episode of the podcast. And so I can't wait to visit and hopefully I'll see it soon. And then let's take the Eurostar to Paris and visit Shakespeare and Company. That's the worst French accent I've ever had. I take French lessons, but here we are. Shakespeare and Company is this iconic, again, Anglophile bookstore in Paris. And it's been a meeting place for authors from all over the world. And so obviously, like, you know, going to the bookstore and feeling their presence and feeling the inspiration, it just feels very like an iconic experience. And after you've had this iconic experience, you can go to Charles de Gaulle Airport and then head back to the U.S., and let's start on the West Coast this time. I had plans to go to Portland that got canceled, unfortunately, but I do want to see Powell's Books in Portland. It's the largest bookstore in the world and it's so close to me. So of course I want to visit and spend money there. Like it's a warehouse style space that is full of books. Why would I not want to go there and spend my money? And also, if I then drive down to San Francisco, I can buy a lot of books and I don't have the excuse. I don't have the excuse of luggage space to restrict me. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. However, in all honesty, let's also acknowledge something I'm disappointed to talk about. I'm disappointed to say that I haven't been to many bookstores in the Bay Area. And A, that's because I like reading books on my Kindle, so I'll usually get them off of Libby, but that's no way to be like that, right? So I do need to visit City Lights Bookstore, which I've heard a lot of, I've heard people rave about it, and it's been in San Francisco as a bookstore for 70 years. So I want to see the walls that held books for so long. You know, I want to see the San Franciscan spirit in the form of a bookstore, which I have not experienced yet. So I'm intrigued. And then the last store on my list to visit is Books or Magic in Brooklyn. It's this really bright looking bookstore that is owned by an author. So you obviously know it's like the perfect bookstore already. And it sounds like the most cheeriest place to be from their Instagram. So of course I want to visit and read books there. So yeah, those are all the bookstores that I do want to visit in the future. And now let's wrap this up, right? This is all a list of bookstores that are, I think, would be great additions to your travel list. Please let me know if there are any bookstores that you enjoy going to all over the world, and I would like to add them to my travel list as well. And in the meanwhile, may your credit cards be well used when you do visit these bookstores, and may you think of me when you're visiting them. Now, for links to all the books that I mentioned, you can go to nana.app/season2-4. That is nana.app/season2-4. And as always, you can leave feedback by reaching out to me personally or via podcast at nana.app. And I will see you in May with hopefully a regularly scheduled and on-time podcast episode. And if not, like I said, 3 months of travel, please do forgive me. But yeah, see you soon. Stay safe. Bye. We'll be right back.